بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب كراهة سب الديك. In this chapter is the detestability, it is undesirable that we must curse the rooster. The rooster in the morning when it crows, and sometimes it disturbs one's sleep. And amongst the birds and animals, the rooster and the pig are two that see the Subha Sadiq the first. Their eyes Allah Ta'ala has made so strong. So usually it at Fajr time, or according to some ulama, at Tahajjud time, it will crow. And we should not now swear that it has disturbed our sleep. It is waking us up for a good cause, for namaz, etc. So we should not curse it. And Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Hazrat Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la tasubbu ad-deeq, do not curse, do not swear and become angry at the rooster or even any other animal. Whatever they do, we must not become angry. And usually in that anger, and usually if it's like a crow or something like that, we start swearing it, etc. We use very bad language. That should not be the case of a mu'min. He should be very, very in control of his tongue. فَإِنَّهُ يُوْقِذُ لِلصَّلَاةِ, because it is waking you up for namaz. So don't feel bad about it. Today, in the town lives, we don't really have people, or we that we have got fowls, roosters, etc. It may be still on the farms. Whereas previously, almost all people kept their own fowls also. And then the rooster would be there and it would crow at perhaps even odd times. Though not really, and today when there is so much of artificial lighting around, so it crows even at odd times. Otherwise it crows when Subah Sadiq comes, that is the time it crows. The crowing of a rooster disrupts the pleasure of sleep, and this should not cause one to speak evil of it, because the salah towards which it calls is far superior. Even if somebody wakes us up, or even the alarm clock, many times we get so angry when we are in a deep sleep. Or little children, usually when their parents wake them up, they become very angry that why did you wake me up? But they are waking us up for a much more superior thing, for salat, which is added in the Fajr Adhan, as-salatu khayrun minan nawm, that namaz is better than sleep. What namaz will give you, your sleep cannot give you. Though at that time you think, I need my sleep very desperately, and now the Adhan sound is gone, also we should not ever get angry at the Adhan sound. Some places where people complain about the Adhan, and it's non-Muslims, the official complaint, but many places it has been found behind them were some Muslims who put them up that the Fajr Adhan must not be given so loud. It's disturbing them. But that is very, very undesirable and very wrong that we complain about the Adhan. And we use other communities to complain on our behalf, then we don't want the Adhan to go. So therefore, however, we should also be considerate if there are non-Muslims in our area, etc. And then our Adhan also, it shouldn't be that it disturbs them also. We should consider them, but at the same time, we shouldn't get ever angry at Adhan, at the rooster when it crows, or at any other animal. Some ulama of the opinion that the namaz referred to here is tahajjud. As the narration states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wake up for tahajjud when the rooster called out the adhan, that is when it crowed. Others call ulama state that it refers to Fajr Salat. We find also Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh, when he used to, the paid bucks, when they used to bite him, then he used to wake up. He shouldn't become angry or anything, but he should be thankful to them that they woke me up for my namaz. When a person really needs sleep, then a mosquito doesn't disturb him also when he's in that deep sleep, and neither does a bed bug disturb him. But when he now is coming out of the sleep, then it starts disturbing us, we start scratching, etc. So he should make shukr to it that this is my alarm clock and it's waking me up for tahajjud. The fact that we have been commanded not to speak evil of an animal which benefits mankind teaches us that a believer should be respected all the more because he is of greater benefit to mankind. When we shouldn't swear, curse animals, etc., than other human beings also, and especially a believer, to have ill feelings for a believer is very bad. We should keep our hearts clean, and that is one great ibadah by which we can get the high status of Jannah. Just if we keep our hearts clean and we don't have malice, hatred, bad feelings, ill feelings for anyone. A Muslim should respond favorably to everything which encourages towards salah and Allah's obedience. If somebody is picking us up to come for Fajr namaz and they hoot, etc., we shouldn't get angry at that also. We should be happy. Jamaats who come to our doors, who are calling us not only for namaz but for the whole of deen, we should appreciate it. We shouldn't become angry at the jamaats that they coming always at odd times, just when we eating they coming, etc., or can't they go somewhere else, or haven't they got anything else to do. We should appreciate very much that jamaats are going out of their way, sacrificing so much for our benefit and coming to remind us and to get us onto deen. Babu nahi an qawli al-insan mutirna bi naw'i kadha. The next chapter is that it is forbidden that a person should say that a certain star has caused the rain. That some people believe that the stars have got effect, and that is the study of astrology, that the stars guide a person in his life and they have an effect on his life, etc., which is totally haram. So that we should completely stay away from looking at our fortune in the newspapers, etc., magazines, or going to fortune tellers, etc., that we should abstain totally. That is part of shirk. And Zayd ibn Khalid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qaal, Hazrat Zayd ibn Khalid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Salla bina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salat al-subh bil Hudaybiyah. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made imamat for us. We read namaz with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fajr namaz on the place of Hudaybiyah. Fi itri sama'in, and when the effects of rain were felt. That is, it rained at night, and in the morning we made our Fajr namaz. Kanat min al-layl, the rain which was at night. Falamman sarafa aqbala ala al-nas. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his namaz, then he addressed the people and spoke to them. And he said, فَقَالْ هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَاذَا قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ. Do you people know what your Rabb, what Allah is saying, what He said? قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. They said, Allah and His Rasul know better. قَالَ أَصْبَحَ مِنْ عِبَادِ مُؤْمِنٌ بِي وَكَافِرٌ. His Allah Ta'ala said, people have woken up this morning. Some of them are those that have brought iman on me. And some of those are those who may disbelieve and have disbelieved in me. فَأَمَّا مَنْ قَالَ مُطِيرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ فَذَلِكَ مُؤْمِنٌ بِي. However, those people who said that this rain has fallen by the kindness of Allah and by His rahmat, they are those people who have brought iman on me, kafirum bil kawkab, and they disbelieve that the stars have got effect. Those are the correct people who believe Allah is the sole doer of everything. وَأَمَّا مَنْ قَالَ مُطِيرْنَا بِنَوْءِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. However, those who said that a certain star, that makes the rain to fall, and it has the effect of falling, فَذَٰلِكَ كَافِرٌ بِمُؤْمِنٍ بِالْكَوْكَبِ. Those people are such that they are disbelievers in me. They don't believe in me, and they believe in the stars. So we should realize that all effects are only from Allah Ta'ala and nobody else. Allah is the sole one in whose control is everything. To attribute the falling of rain to any being or creation other than Allah Ta'ala is shirk and a denial of Allah as the supreme controller. Allah is in complete control of the rains, as the Quran Sharif says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُ. It is Allah Ta'ala who sends the rains after, even when you lose hope. Sometimes for so months rains don't come. This year, our rainy season, there weren't really rains. And a lot of places they read Salatul Istisqa also. But then who sent the rains? And when Allah wants to, now in winter He sent rains also. Rains are solely in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Hence we believe and accept that no entity or being besides Allah Ta'ala sends rains, causes vegetation to grow or provides sustenance. Allah is the only one, and even the things, the outward things that bring rains, like from the clouds, Allah is the one who made those clouds. Allah is the one who makes them rain, water to fall from them. Other times, many times we see the clouds are all gathered and it seems we're going to have a very good rain, but not a single drop falls, and almost the next moment the sky is clear again and there are no clouds whatsoever. So all this is in the control of Allah, and a true believer will believe only Allah does. It doesn't mean we deny asbab. We accept asbab means just as the form of means. Just like a postman who brings you a check of 10 million rand. We know it's not the postman who is giving it to you. Somebody else has sent a check of 10 million. Just like that, a postman is just the outward means. It is not in his control. It's somebody else who has sent it to you. So everything is from Allah Ta'ala, and these are just outward means. To use outward means is not only permissible and jais, but it is sunnah. But to believe they are the cause of things, that is shirk and that is haram. Only Allah is the doer of everything. Wa akhiru da'wana.